A repeated common problem I see in coaching leaders, operators, owners of companies is how they repeatedly extend themselves towards doing far more than they have to run the business and lose out on the flexibility to create time for doing what they do best. And it's really the company needs and their family needs, their life needs them to do their best most of the time. And create time to savor life and bring that peace and that sort of contentment to work. And of course, when they go that route of overextending, it does a few things that bog down the business. But here are the two big ones. First of all, by doing things that they could turn over to others, they unknowingly disempower others. And remember, for people to be engaged in their work, they have to take full ownership. It's hard for you to do it first, to let go of that. And yes, there will be mistakes. And I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but this is really a reminder to use your meetings to just correct those mistakes, you know, to get them focused on what it is that you want in terms of the results. Your job should eventually just be to focus on the results rather than on the activities and ensure that they are improving the results and to turn the activities and proof of those activities over to the other leaders. And that's why, of course, you've got to hire really good people. Secondly, and most importantly, once you free up your time, then you can focus on what you do best. And this is actually different for each leader. There is no out of the can sort of activity that every leader does just the same. So you really do need to be aware of what it is you do best. And if you don't, you don't know if it'd be wise to take some time to define these tasks. And you can ask people. You can ask people who've worked for you. You can ask your spouse. You can ask other people who might be involved in your life. And they actually will probably tell you things that you didn't even know. We typically dismiss the very things that we do our best because it seems like they're just so natural to us. Or divide your business into chunks of activities and then grade your engagement with each of those activities. And a good indicator of flow activity, which means activity that you're really into and you tend to lose track of time and so forth, are typically activities that are aligned with your strengths and you see as challenging. So try to figure out those activities. One example I can remember really quite well is that Scott Nelson of Comey & Shelford told me that one of the things he does best is stay connected to agents. And what Scott does and has done for years is meet one-on-one at lunches with agents routinely. And he was actually questioned by someone on how they thought this was a waste of time with such a big company, that he could be doing such more important things. But the answer was clear. He had turned over the other stuff that other people could do well, and he has the ability to make people feel important, listened to, unique. That's what he does well. And so that's what he did with his agents. And of course, he has very little turnover. Now, here are some practical things you can do to improve your focus and free up time to do what you do best. First of all, here's one I did recently. Go to your email feed and in the search section of your email feed, put the word unsubscribe. And all the repetitive emails you receive will come up. Now, go through each one and unsubscribe to each one that doesn't in some way move your business forward or your life forward. The other thing you can do is to spend 2 weeks with a sticky notepad in front of you and write down every activity you do in that two-week period and place it either on your wall or on your desk. And then every time you do that task again, just write another check mark on the card. And at the end of 2 weeks, figure out which of those tasks you can reassign to somebody else who can take care of that stuff. So here's hoping for you, your organization, and your family that you will only do your very best in the next few weeks. Take care.